Development of Logistics Hub Master Plan to begin in short order, and Tourism Ministry to undertake transformational projects in Montego Bay and Kingston. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a six-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
The Jamaica Logistics Hub initiative is geared towards achieving continued growth and bringing significant investments into the island. The hub will allow Jamaica to capitalize on increased trade flows through the region as a result of the expansion of the Panama Canal, which is scheduled to be completed in 2016. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton has announced that work on the development of the Logistics Hub Master Plan will begin in short order. Minister Hilton was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He says the process has started with a request for expression of interest issued and responded to by 14 of the world's largest engineering consulting firms from Europe, Latin America, North America and Asia.
Due to the government fiscal constraints, we are to await the approval of this project under the Foundation for Competitiveness and Growth project. This approval was received in 2014.
Minister Hilton says the top six contenders have been shortlisted to submit detailed proposals. Meanwhile, the investment minister says Jamaica has begun to reap the rewards of targeted high-level investment missions. In his sectoral debate presentation on Tuesday, Minister Hilton cited the signing of the concession agreement for the Kingston Container Terminal, the KCT. He also noted that Kingston Wharves Limited, KWL, is one of the first major local investors to roll out its logistics investment plans. KWL will be investing more than $7 billion over the next 5 years, with activities including construction of a 150,000-square-foot logistics facility in Newport West in the first phase of development. Phase 1 is expected to be completed later this year and will provide over 200 jobs.
Already, the Kingston Wharves Limited facility is oversubscribed. They have also announced securing contracts with some of the world's leading brands. This did not happen by chance.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. A total of 11 rest stop locations are now in operation across the island under the government's $70 million program. This follows last month's completion of phase one of the rest stop program, undertaken along the north and south coast corridors. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil made the disclosure during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday.
We intend to have rest stops which are safe and well maintained across the length and breadth of Jamaica. I firmly believe that Jamaicans and visitors alike in a modern and civilized society should be able to stop, eat, refresh, and use facilities with dignity at locations which are kept at the highest possible standard.
The tourism minister says phase two of the program will last from May to December this year, noting that 7 new rest stops have been confirmed for this phase. He says a further 54 are being assessed. And work is to begin this year on the Close Harbor Beach, better known as Dump Up Beach in Montego Bay, to transform the area into a state-of-the-art beach park and public space. This was disclosed by Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil, who says work will also be carried out on the entry corridor of the city of Kingston. Dr. McNeil says, while some sections of the road from the Norman Manley International Airport into the city are in good condition, much more can be done.
That is why we plan to significantly upgrade the corridor on Windward Road from Rockford to the intersection of Mountain View Avenue. $258 million has been allocated for this project.
The scope of the work will include widening of roadways, drainage improvements, replacement of all underground wiring, extensive landscaping, and updated signage. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.